Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
Tell us something we don't know.
Tell us something we don't know.
The challenge is out there to tell us something we don't know. This is a win-win situation, really. Well, two wins. A double win, I should say.
Yeah.
And that is we learn something, hopefully, but also you win something.
Exactly. If you tell us something that we're unaware of,
yes,
then you win something. If you tell us something that we already know from back in the day of school or just from Google searches, then maybe you don't win.
Maybe you don't win. 13 12 16 is the number to call. We've got Isabel on the line. Isabel, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12. All right. Tell us something we don't know.
The way to tell the sex between a male and a female bearded dragon is a male has two bumps at the base of its tail and a female only has one.
When did you learn this and why?
I have a pet bearded dragon.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
I've got the occasional bearded dragon that runs through my backyard.
Oh.
Now I'll have to look a little closer to see if it's a male or female.
Why?
I don't know.
But at least you can if you want to.
Yeah, that's right. If I choose to, I shall. did you know that?
I definitely did not know
I did not know that either. So, Isabel, congratulations. You have told us something we don't know. Therefore, you have won yourself a prize.
Yay!
Yay, very exciting. So we'll move across now to Josh. Josh, the challenge is on. Tell us something we don't know.
All right. Did you know that the mammoth went extinct 1,000 years after the Great Pyramids were built?
Is that right?
Yes.
How do they know that?
No idea.
So, it's just
those facts, I don't even know.
Why? What? That fact, you throw that out on the rare occasion just to impress people?
It's come up a couple of times, yes.
Yeah. And nobody has asked how they know the timestamp on that or anything?
No, I just say something to do with fossils and I just leave it.
At that point, you turn and walk away, knowing that you've impressed people with your knowledge.
I thought the mammoths died in the Ice Age. That's what that movie told me.
What? Ice Age?
Yeah.
Ice Age.
And the pyramids weren't in Ice Age, so yeah, I'm questioning his fact.
In Ice Age, they also had a talking mammoth called Manny. So
I thought it was based on fact.
So Gabby today playing the role of the not-so-intelligent one, and therefore, Josh, you have told us something we don't know, in which case you're a winner. Well done.
Awesome.
Now listen. Kids say.
All right, this is the part of the show where I catch up with my kids.
Which is awesome. I love hearing about what your kids are thinking.
Yeah, well, it's strange actually because, you know, kids, they just think about weird stuff. They have a different perspective on life. It's
they do.
It's an innocent perspective on life and therefore sometimes quite funny.
Well, majority of time, quite funny.
Yeah. So this time around, catching up with my six-year-old Sammy. He's at school now. He's in prep. Mm-hmm. All right, so he's doing well at prep. He's okay. He's got his own little squad. His own
A grades.
Entourage, just kicking around together.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on him, I say. I never had an entourage when I was his age. So well done.
So he takes after your wife then?
Clearly. In pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. Because he's also pretty smart kid. He's doing all right. So yesterday I caught up with him after school, got him home, and we had a bit of a chat over an afternoon snack. Because, mm-hmm, you know, schooling,
it's tough.
It's tough work.
Very tough.
You can
all
get
that
quite
playing
hungry.
And,
yes.
It's hard.
Ridiculous. So caught up over the snack, talking about good foods and bad foods, Gab, and the benefits of either. And this is what he had to say.
What's the difference between good foods and bad foods?
I don't know.
What are good foods you should eat?
Apples.
Yep.
Bananas.
Yep.
Mandarins.
Yep.
Oranges.
Yep.
Bananas.
Yep. What are bad foods you probably shouldn't eat?
Lolly. Chocolate. Corn chips.
What are you eating right now?
Corn chips.
So you probably should eat some good foods instead of corn chips, shouldn't you?
No.
Why not?
I love bad food.
So what would you tell anybody else listening? Would you say eat good food or bad food?
Eat bad food because it's yummy.
Very innocent.
Yes.
He knows the difference. Yeah. But he's still choosing the bad option.
He knows that bad food is bad for you, but it's tasty, therefore it gets consumed first.
So he's just like the rest of us.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No self-control.
No.
No self-discipline.
No. Talking with his mouthful also. Mouthful of corn
and
chips.
And you hate crunching.
I do hate crunching.
I'm surprised that you got through that.
I only barely just got through that. And he was doing mouth open just, oh, yep. I'm like, mate, we're going to have to stop this right now.
This chat is over.
It's over. Gab, how are you doing with this whole growing up thing, the adulting thing?
Well, you know what? I didn't think I was doing well, but then I hung around with some 19-year-olds recently and I was like, man, I am nailing being an adult.
All right. Well, for a bit of fun, can I run you through a bit of a checklist? Someone's come up with the top 10 ways that you know you're nailing being a grown-up.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to nail this.
And we'll see if you get the yay or the nay on this. So the first one, being in a permanent job.
Well, yeah. This is called a permanent job, so yes.
For now, anyway. number two, paying for your own holidays. Come on.
I just don't go on holidays.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And if I do, it's with mum and dad.
Yeah, there we go. So they end up paying. Here's another one. Paying for your own car insurance.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I've done that since I was like 17.
Doing your own washing.
Yeah, I have to.
Well, you have to.
I've got no choice.
Yeah, parents are in another state.
Yeah.
Having a relationship that lasts longer than 6 months.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well done.
Nailing that.
Doing okay. Being able to drive.
Wait.
I've driven with you.
No. I'm legally allowed to drive.
You shouldn't be. Another way to know that you are nailing this adulting thing, having a credit card. You got a credit card.
I've got one, but do they mean like having one and not having it maxed out on clothes?
Yeah, well, I'll give you one of those.
I've got one, but I'm not responsible with it.
No,
I think there's a line.
All right. Having a sensible email address.
I do. I got rid of my Spunky Babe 69.
Did you?
I did. It's gone.
That's disappointing. So disappointing. And having an up-to-date resume.
Nah.
No.
No way.
No.
I've not used a resume, I can't even say the word, in years.
Really?
Well, in our industry, you don't really use them.
I'd
do
have
you?
This up to date just in case.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. Actually,
we don't really use your resumes, though.
Two of us, I probably need mine up to date. No, we don't use them. That is true. So I reckon you got about seven or eight.
I reckon that is a definite pass.
Yeah,
not a high distinction, but a pass.
That's all right.
I'll take it.
New research has just come out, Gab, saying that sleeping with your dog can lead to a better night's rest.
Interesting.
Yes.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Well, that's what a lot of people think, that having a dog in the bedroom is not necessarily a good idea for a good night's sleep. But according to new research, the presence of a dog in the bedroom is actually beneficial for snoozing. So I guess it's a case of most people that do that feel more comfortable, feel more secure knowing that the dog is nearby.
Totally.
And therefore have a nice night's sleep. Now, there is a difference between having a dog in the bedroom and having a dog in the bed.
Yes.
So having a dog in the bedroom, sleeping on the floor or on its own bed or whatever, beneficial to a good night's sleep. Having a dog in the bed is the opposite.
Yeah, well, I can understand that because you're worried about moving every time you want to roll over because you might move the dog or squish the dog or, you know, upset the dog. Mm-hmm. No one wants that. And I totally agree with this because I have my dog sleeping next to my bed, to my right, in his little pen, in his little bed, so that he gets a good night's sleep and so do I.
Sure.
And at first, it wasn't great for a good night's sleep because he'd get up three times in the night to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
But these days, he sleeps through, so it's fantastic. Mm. And I do feel more secure because if a robber came in or an intruder came in, I would just stick him on them.
Yeah, it's a chihuahua.
And he's in a pen.
And he's in a pen.
But he would go. He would get them.
No.
He wouldn't actually. He'd just go for a pat.
Yeah. The only way that your dog would stop a robber or somebody coming in is if they tripped over him. It's the only chance.
Or I just yell, "Watch out, bear will get you." And they'll be like, "What bear? Oh, my God." And they'll freak out and leave. That's only if they don't see him first.
That's right.
If they saw him, they'd be like,
"Or hear his little yap and go, is that the bear you are talking of?" 13, 12, 16, quick poll. Do you sleep with a pet in your bedroom? So we'll open it up to all sorts of pets.
Yeah.
I mean, the research was done on dogs, but do you sleep with a pet in the bedroom and do you feel better because of it? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Jess is on the line. What kind of pet do you have?
I have a Dalmatian.
Dalmatian. And does said Dalmatian sleep in your bedroom?
Well, okay, so she starts off sleeping in the living room in her bed, and then by about 11 o'clock every night, she lets herself into our bed and sleeps under the blankets at the feet of our bed.
Ah, so gone one step further than what we were asking, which is not in the bedroom, but in the bed itself.
Yeah.
Does it disturb your sleep at all? Like, do you worry about rolling over and kicking her?
No, she's quite big.
Yeah, right. Gives you an excuse if you're like one fly, just saying. It was the
sometimes
dog.
She, like, creeps up and sleeps on the pillow like a human as well, so you can't kick her.
Oh, you just spoon her. That's nice.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
I think it is.
Is it nice? And
my partner doesn't enjoy it because she, like, pushes him in the back and, yeah, but it doesn't bother me at all.
No, of course not, because she's all over his side. All up in his face, whereas you're getting a good night's sleep.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, good to know. Kind of. Yeah. I wasn't expecting people to be sleeping.
Well, you find it gross to have dogs in the bed. So that's why you'd be disturbed about
this. I don't even have dogs in the house, to be honest. Mm. They're outside dogs.
I'm surprised you have dogs at all.
No, I love dogs. Don't want them in the house. Now, there's massive news overnight, of course. Mm-hmm.
Not this morning.
Yeah, not the release, but the reveal of the new iPhone. So I thought it would be a great idea to cross to our tech area of the building, Gab, and catch up with our resident tech head.
Great idea.
Who is fielding calls as we speak and answering questions on the iPhone. Gabby?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for
being... I'm very nervous. I'm not normally on radio.
No. Well, that's right. You're normally in the tech department.
Exactly.
Of the building.
Exactly.
So some people might say, hey, hang on a second, aren't you in the tally room, which we occasionally throw to as
this
well?
It's just so busy it sounds that way because everyone's asking questions about the new Apple products because everyone is interested. So I'm going to give you the rundown on these products. Mm-hmm. Before we start, do you have any questions, Hamish? Because I'm fielding so many, I'm ready to take them.
Oh, well, tell us about the iPhone and then maybe I'll have a question.
I don't want questions afterwards because I probably can't answer them after I've given you all the info. But okay. All right, so the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus is going to be coming out. So it's pretty similar except for the fact that it's all glass, like even the back is glass, which really freaks me out. But it's the most durable glass Apple's ever used, so hopefully it doesn't crack. But if you do get it, get a case.
Yeah,
I implore you to get a case. No one wants broken glass. But because it's glass, it can actually wirelessly charge really easily.
Yeah, nice.
So it goes through the glass quite easy. It's also,
how does it go through the glass?
Because it's also sealed for water and dust resistance. So that's really great. So the iPhone 8 still has a single lens camera and the iPhone 8 Plus has dual lens camera.
Lovely.
But it is the highest quality video capture ever in a smartphone, which is really cool.
Lovely.
There's not actually that many differences apart from that. Like, you know, you've got all your tech stuff that you wouldn't understand, so I won't go into it. But it's going to be a pretty cool little upgrade. But then the more exciting one is the iPhone X or the iPhone 10, because it's the 10-year anniversary of the first iPhone.
Yep.
And it's a special one, which is going to be a little bit more expensive.
Sure.
But it sounds really cool because they've got this Face ID system.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the home button or the touch
To
unlock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you actually hold it up to your face. It recognises your face and it lets you into the phone that way.
Wow.
And they reckon this is actually safer than fingerprint. So fingerprint is 1 in 50,000 chance of someone hacking in through a different fingerprint.
Right.
This is 1 in 1,000,000 for someone to hack in using another face.
Yeah, right.
And if your eyes are closed or looking in a different direction, it won't log you in.
What if they use a picture of your face?
No, because if your eyes aren't looking straight at the camera, and I think it's 3D recognition.
Right.
So it's like a really, really safe way of doing it. But because they've got Face ID as well, you can actually emojify yourself. So you have an emoji, and when you talk, when your mouth moves, so does the emoji, and you can send that to people.
Wow.
That is the whole reason I'm spending an extra $300 to get an iPhone 10.
When do they come out?
Well, the iPhone 8, you can pre-order from early September, so now-ish, but it won't come out till late in the month, while the iPhone 10 isn't coming out till October, so you've got to wait a little longer.
Yeah, right.
And then there's also the new iPhone Watch that's coming out, which is really cool. It's got its own SIM, so you can actually make calls from it separate from your phone.
Wow, that's cool.
Which is the main change in the feature, and then the Apple TV's higher definition.
All right. Well, you are definitely a tech head, and you could probably go on about that all day.
All day.
We will.
So passionate.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you very much for the update. Can't wait for you to get the iPhone 10 because I can't afford one.
You wait till you get the emoji of the poo and me talking. It's going
to
be great.
It's going to be great. There's something to look forward to, everyone.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.